Well, the Everest was such an outrageous success. It's gone from $10 million to $13 million to be staged that second weekend in October in Sydney. And now the Victorians are trying to jump on board. Adam Pengelly, good morning.
Come up with your own idea.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah, bizarre story, isn't it? Coming out of Victoria yesterday, just listened to some comments from New Racing Victoria chairman Brian Kruger on Melbourne radio, and he was sort of asked about the Everest and it's, what it's done for Australian racing. And the question was put to him whether Racing Victoria and the race clubs down there in Melbourne will consider having an Everest-style race in the future. And he basically just said, yes, why wouldn't we? Just given how successful it was in New South Wales and Sydney this year, if the chance was to try and explore the opportunity to have a race like that, a spot holders race, they'd consider it down there. What way, shape or form that takes, I've got no idea, to be perfectly honest, TK and Slats. Maybe they can look at running it over a longer distance. I can't imagine I want a sprint race for a swap style race similar to the Everest. But yeah, it's a concept that might have legs in a different state apart from New South Wales and Sydney. And watch this space, I suppose.
Absolutely. Huey Bowman, mate, he's in Japan for 6 weeks.
Yeah, he quietly slipped out of the country just on the weekend, Slats. He rode all throughout the spring carnival. Had a pretty frustrating Flemington Cup carnival, it must be said. He only had the one winner across the 3 days. He got two suspensions as well on Derby Day and Oaks Day. But he jetted out of the country on Sunday due to go to Japan for a six-week riding stint. Now, he's done this the last couple of years, to be truthful, and he's got a bit of benefit out of it, he says, anyway. But the one thing that I found fascinating is that Huey reckons it's the hardest 6 weeks of the year for him physically on his body all season, because he has to ride as light as possible over there to get some rides. So he's usually trying to ride around 55 kilos, which he never does, or very rarely does here in Australia, apart from some maybe big feature race rides around carnival time. So we'll keep an interest in Huey's progress over there in Japan, and we probably won't see him, I wouldn't imagine, until the new year back in Australia and Sydney.
Look, I don't ever really want to be a steward, but they do a remarkably good job, Adam, and they've found some trouble up there in Queensland, unfortunately.
How about this for a bizarre story, TK? A couple of stewards from Racing Queensland yesterday went out to do a routine stable inspection of a property near Toowoomba. Yeah. They approached a man on his property to have a look just through his stable and whatever else, and they've sprayed with some sort of liquid in their face, basically, and it actually was quite distressing for them, I think. And the assailant, believed to be a 73-year-old man, allegedly took their keys as well for their car and then drove off in his own car. So there needs to be an ambulance call to come and attend to the two stewards. They were taken to hospital. I think they're going to be okay, but police are on the lookout for an alleged offender who's a licensee in Queensland. Very, very sad story. They do a great job, and they obviously don't deserve treatment like that.
Come on, mate. We need some tips.
Tips for today, Slats. Hawkesbury, racing at Hawkesbury today midweek's a bit unusual, to be honest. But race 4, number 9, Envy of All, I've made my best bet of the day. I think she comes through that Bonhomie race in Newcastle last start over 900 metres. She was soundly beaten by him, but he came out and won at Rose Hill very impressively on Saturday. I think she can just pike off the speed here, be hard to beat. And won at odds in the first race. In Seven Horse Field, he's the outsider of the field. Race 1, number 4, Cairn Party. His two runs back this campaign have been pretty plain, it must be said, over shorter distances. Robert and Luke Price have chucked him straight up to 1,800 metres third up. If you take a line through a horse like All Too Soon, he probably should have beaten that filly home in a two-year-old race last campaign. Now, she easily beat a horse called High Dude. It's hard in the market in this race last start. So, it's a bit of a speculator. Throw up the stumps. It's around $14, I think, with tab.com.au. So, race 4, number 9, Envy of All, and race 1, number 4, Cairn Party for Hawkesbury today.
Well done, mate, and we wish you well with those. Put your hard-earned on it as well, mate.
I will. Thank you.
Good on you. We'll talk again tomorrow.